Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up with ladies and gentlemen,
Jesse and Jules.
It goes like this.
And good news this morning if you're a pasta lover, but you're going, oh, can't be eating too much of the pasta because it's not good for me. Turns out, not so much.
What do you mean? Is it you doing this story because I just said before that I don't eat pasta because of the carbs and I don't work out enough at the moment?
No, well, I mean, interestingly enough, this has actually just popped up in the news, a little bit of a study that they've done. And
your computer's listening to me.
I reckon. I mean, we already knew that. Some of the stuff that comes up in my newsfeed now.
Oh, really?
No, apparently pasta, so people are getting confused between, like, trying to cut carbs out and cut sugars out and then do keto and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And they're saying unless you are doing keto and fueling your body on fats, you do actually need to have a significant, because then your body's fueled on carbs, and you do need to have a fairly significant amount of them, and which I just thought, awesome. Like, pasta's good for you again, you know? You know how
again,
we go on these
I think it's always just better.
Obviously, you're not supposed to be getting those.
I feel like what's happened is it's been released by a supermarket who's not doing many sales in the pasta department, and they've put it out and gone, pasta's good for you now, and then the pasta's, you know, will
just
go
quickly
up.
Checking this article for a sponsored tag.
The thing is it's more like I actually don't like eating processed foods that much.
Right.
That's more what it is. And I also can't really eat too much creamy-based stuff because, you know.
Carbonara. Love a good carbonara.
My mouth just watered, right? Because I will if it's you know, if it's good at an Italian restaurant, you know, where they make their own part, like that kind of stuff. Nicholas. It's the only place. But literally, other than that, I kind of stay away from processed foods.
Yeah, well.
Because I think I'm being healthy that way.
Not that I ever cut pasta out, but it just was a nice little routine,
hate
like a little
processed
reminder.
Processed foods, but we'll smash a block of chocolate and a pack of chips.
I was going to say, how strict are you on this processed food thing? Anyway, just thought that was a really nice little bit of news for everyone. There you go. Give yourself a little bit of pasta.
Actually, I'll just add on to that. Coffee apparently burns fat as well.
Oh, did we know that?
Yeah, no, well, I only discovered that last night and I wrote it down in my notes because I was like, this is going to be the theme for tomorrow's show.
You drink about 12 coffees a day. So
I know.
You shouldn't even exist
I
as
know.
A person
I'll
anymore.
I'll tell you what it is. I'm broke and it's a meal replacement at the moment, okay? Coffee's free here at the studio.
Dirty before 6:30.
Now, these are the stories that are just a touch more adult and so we put them early in the show, away from little ears now. This morning, I want to talk fashion.
Stop it!
More specifically, men's fashion.
Okay.
Right.
You're pretty fashionable.
Do you reckon? I feel like I'm pretty vanilla sometimes.
You know,
like I'm pretty conservative.
Can I just say, it works. Like, and it's easy, you know, because, and what it means is like, you don't have to buy or have so many clothes.
That is. Yeah.
But I honestly believe that that's why you dress the way you do, so that you've got, like, say, you know, 3 jumpers, 2 pairs of jeans, a white shirt, a black shirt, a grey shirt.
And that's part of the reason. Someone said to me the other day, they were like, oh, mate, had to go on this trip. I only had 5 t-shirts with me. And I was like, I only own 5 t-shirts. You just cycle them through, you know? Anyway.
When you get a new jumper, I notice straight away.
The one that I'm wearing, 6 years old. Anyway. We're talking about some ridiculous fashion today.
Okay.
Rompers. Have you ever seen rompers for men?
Romper? Yeah, like you're talking.
They're like a jumpsuit,
a
like
jumpsuit,
what women
yes,
wear.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but they're the shorts ones. So they're like a short sleeve, short shorts, but they're a full piece for anyone who's never seen one. So I don't know.
Like overalls.
Yeah, it's kind of like overalls that they button up. And they've come out with a new version of rompers. And the reason they're in the dirty before 6:30 is because they're essentially completely see-through.
What? I thought you were going to say they've like designed them now so you don't have to strip right off to take a pee.
No, they haven't fixed the one problem with rompers and jumpsuits. No, they've made them out of lace so that you can.
Okay, what? Literally, though, I mean, would you wear a lace romper?
I mean, you're hard up against it to be wearing a romper in the first place, aren't you? And then someone's gone, you know what? Let's double down on this. Let's make it out of lace.
Oh,
if you would like
to. I thought
you
were going to say they were like latex, like see-through kind of thing, like plastic.
Nah.
And I was like, geez, you want to be wearing undies?
I'm going to put this photo on our Instagram, hit FMWA on the stories. That is not the pose that you should be in if you're wearing a lace romper. He's squatting down. You can see right up.
That angle as well, too. The camera is like an upward
Yeah, it's not good.
Direction as well.
Big knee split in there as well.
I know, but in saying that, I mean, if my partner was wearing that, I would, we could share clothes.
You totally, you absolutely
I would wear that.
And yeah, but see, I think you could get away with it. But anyway, if you do plan on having a go and you would like to pull it off, I'd love to see photos.
Oh, wouldn't you?
They're 60, I think they're US 42, so they're about $60, $70.
Oh my gosh.
And I feel like they fall apart as soon as you try to rip them off to go
look,
to the bathroom.
Don't even stress. They'll be on Fashion Nova for $10 soon. That's usually what happens anytime anything comes out that's trending.
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Jesse and Jules.
I just got a phone call, right, from Damo, one of our favourite listeners. Drives along in the car every morning, listens to us. What up, Damo?
Good on you, Damo.
But because we were just talking about the Cabbage Patch dolls, he just called up to say, you know the baby born doll?
Yes.
Right, there's a little newborn baby.
Mm.
The creator of that is a West Australian person.
Really?
Yeah, the guy just lives up near Mandurah.
Wow.
Isn't that insane?
Baby born was massive when we were kids. Was it international?
Yes, it was. I did a little, because I Googled it, because I was like, I'm going to check this out. Yes.
Yeah.
It's gone, it was all hooked up with Mattel. So.
Yeah, because I thought it was a Mattel, like an American thing.
Yeah,
that is.
But he was the creator of it. They got that idea from him, and he's from WA, lives near Mandurah. Anyway, how insane is that?
That is actually crazy, because Mattel is like just a superpower of making toys.
Yeah.
Like, anyway,
a little fun fact there for you. I want to try and track
him
down,
Damo.
Get him on the show. Yeah, thanks, Damo.
Like
anyway,
that, Damo.
Just so you all know, you can call the show anytime on 13, 12, 16 during songs and ads and whatever. We have a little chat.
Yeah.
Anyway, we are playing Get Fact, which is we'll put you in the draw for that $100 Harvey Norman gift card.
Mm.
Now, what you need to do is kind of finish off my fact that I'm going to give you.
Yeah.
All right. Now, I've lost it for a second.
What was yesterday's one?
Oh, don't ask me
Yesterday that. Was, soft drink can age you as much as what?
Yes.
And I was smoking.
Yes. So you just need to finish it off if you know it or, you know, quick on the Googles. Anyway, so I'm going to let you know what this one is. Hearing your name when no one is calling it is the sign of what? You know when you're like at home, like alone, you got the music playing, or you're like vacuuming or something.
Oh,
and you're like, and you stop because you feel like someone's yelling at your name, like Jesse, like not like that, but like Jesse. But you just feel like you hear it, you know, and you just like stop for a second. You're like, wait, who's that?
I don't know that that's ever happened to me.
Oh well. Jeez, you're not going to like this fact then.
All right.
Okay, so hearing your name when no one is calling it is the sign of what? If you know it, give us a call on 13, 12, 16. We are playing Get Fact this morning. This is where I give you a little bit of a fact. What you need to do is finish off the fact. And we've got Harris, who is on his way to Perth this morning. Good morning.
Hey, young guys.
What's going up in Perth?
Oh, I just got a meeting up there this morning, yeah.
Oh, jeez. Just for a meeting, then turn around and come back.
Yeah, they're dragging you all the way there, mate.
Yeah, that's it.
Are you getting a job promotion?
No, definitely not.
Oh, pay rise?
None of that.
I love how you said definitely not, like you've done something wrong recently. Nah, mate, they wouldn't give me one.
Oh,
I'm a loose unit.
Wait, are you getting fired?
No, it's all right. I enjoy my job, so it's all
good. Okay. Well, let's see if you can get this job done. Hearing your name when no one is calling it is the sign of what?
So I don't know how, but it's a sign of a healthy mind.
Yes!
Mate, how did you know that?
When Joe said, if you're quick on Google, that was me.
Yeah. He's honest. I tell you what, you should get a promotion, mate. They've missed a trick with you.
Yeah, that's it.
I tell you what you do get. You go into the draw for that $100 Harvey Norman gift card.
Brilliant. Thanks, guys.
Have a safe trip.
Yeah, you guys. Have a good day.
This is The Catch Up
with
Jesse and Jules.
You know what news articles really intrigue me is like memorabilia and how overpriced some things
are. Yes, yeah.
Now, when it comes to like rap artists and stuff like that, I am all for this. Tupac and Biggie, I'm like, yeah, I would put in a bid for that. Tupac's prison ID is up for grabs. We've got Dee McCarthy joining us live from LA to tell us just how overpriced this is. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. I love these ridiculous memorabilia stories. They're so out of this world. Tupac's prison ID. So literally, he wore this in jail. Mm. Okay, it's got his face on there. It's got his sizes, his height and everything like that. $100,000. That's what they're expecting to get from the auction today. It did start at $2,000 for Tupac's ID. Who got it, though? Where did they get this from? Probably someone who worked at the prison was able to kind of, like, snap it up.
Yeah,
I was going to say.
Move by them.
Who
I,
was
I
selling
don't know how
it?
They got it,
is it an auction house?
Yeah, it's an auction house. Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
It's one of the more strange memorabilia things we've talked about in the show, but I love it. I always love those ridiculous things.
Yeah.
Me too. I mean, I don't have 100,000. I probably would have put 100 in, you know.
Yeah.
$100.
And then you would have been relieved when someone outbid you.
I do that all the time. Okay, babe, moving on. Why is Amanda Bynes making the news?
Amanda Bynes, you know, she was kind of like a bit of a hot mess maybe about a year ago. We saw her. She was kind of on Twitter acting a fool, walking around town with wigs on, kind of a real mess. Here is some good news today. She has just graduated from FITM, the fashion design school in Los Angeles. Really, really cool. She's turned her life around. She looks great. She looks fit. She looks fabulous, actually. And she's just graduated from one of the top fashion schools in America.
Wow.
What does this mean? Stay tuned. There'll be some new Amanda Bynes threads rolling around. I'm down for it.
Does she still have a lot of friends in Hollywood? Like, are we going to see a bit of a resurgence of her in Hollywood?
Good question. Short answer is no. I haven't really seen her hanging around or in any photos or anything with any of the kind of more current celebrities that are happening right now.
Okay.
So I don't really know about that.
Okay, well, just wait.
She's in the scene.
Wait until her fashion line is released and then watch all those friends jump on trying to get those free clothes.
Dean, before we let you go, there's a bit of a scandal on the new 007 film set.
This film is cursed. I'm just throwing it out there. First of all, they had some explosives go off incorrectly recently, which stopped production. Daniel Craig broke his ankle, stopped production again. Today, a man, so weird, he hid a camera on set, like literally like something in the movie. Like it's almost like a scene from the actual 007 movie. A hidden camera, hidden thing, right outside the restrooms, which is super weird.
Oh.
He's been busted, he's been arrested, and it stopped production for another 3 days. I don't know, they'll finally get it finished, I guess.
Jeez, that's crazy. What would have you been trying to capture? Like how many times people take toilet breaks? Like, you know, I mean, give it to the boss and then dock it off?
In a weird way, would want to know how often Daniel Craig goes to the bathroom. Like, he's a superstar. You're like, does he go to just, like, what's his schedule like, you know? Is it like the rest of us? Or?
Oh, God.
Can I see some celebrity goss regarding bathrooms?
This is yes.
I don't know why I'm talking about this on live.
I'll spill the tea.
Beyonce's bodyguard. Here's the tea. Beyonce's bodyguard, okay, follows her to the bathroom, and he waits at the door. Oh. So he just stands there. And then obviously just to protect her. And when I interviewed Jason Derulo, his bodyguard did the same thing. It was so weird. Jason Derulo walked into the toilets while I was there and the bodyguard came and I was like, okay, chill,
I would get stage fright. You know when you like go into a cubicle and there's someone like next to you?
Oh.
And then like it's silent and then you're like, okay, who's going to start first? Like,
But I tell you what, a major pro of having security guard there is, if you run out of paper, you got someone to go get it for you.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up.
With
Jesse and Jules.
Time to play Word Association Wednesday.
Yes, this is where we have 20 seconds up on the clock and 10 words that you have to get out. The first thing that comes to your mind, really.
And you can play on 13, 12, 16, win that $50 Visa gift card. But Jules, I'm going to read yours out first this morning. Ready? Cricket.
Sport.
Lotto.
Win.
Ash Barty.
Tennis.
GoFundMe.
Israel.
Organic wine.
Drink.
Phone bill.
Not paid.
KFC.
Crispy.
Pasta.
Yuck.
Makeup.
Caked.
Squid.
Oh, tentacles.
Ooh.
Oh, was it the last one?
That was the last one.
Oh,
you just made it in.
Oh, yay. Okay, ready?
Also, I like you said pasta yuck.
Yeah, I don't like pasta.
Oh, do you?
No. To be honest, I don't work out enough to work it off, work the carbs off. That's my reasoning. How stupid. Anyway, are you ready for this? I want you to really prepare.
Okay.
All right. Take a deep breath. 20 seconds on the clock.
Okay.
I've got 10 words for you.
Okay.
Go. Dumplings.
Eat.
Dumplings.
Eat.
You can't say the same thing twice. Dumplings.
Consume.
Dumplings.
Make.
Dumplings.
Share.
Dumplings.
Tasty.
Dumplings.
Smell.
Dumplings.
friends. How many did I get through?
Oh, you got through to 6 or 7.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
All right. 13, 12, 16, if you would like to play.
We are going to be giving this $50 Visa gift card away today.
You reckon?
Yeah, I reckon about 99% chance of getting it.
All right, give us a bell. Because it is Wednesday, it's time to sharpen yourself up midweek.
How are you feeling sharp after those dumplings?
You got me. You did me very nicely there.
Oh, you're welcome.
And it makes me wonder what this poor caller is going to have to deal with.
Yes, now, if you don't know how this works, we've got 20 seconds up on the clock and 10 words. You have to say the first thing that comes to your mind.
If you can get through all 10, $50 is all yours. Now, Trav from York, are you feeling pretty sharp this morning, mate?
Hope so.
Oh, don't worry, babe. I got your back on this one. $50 Visa gift card up for grabs. We've got 10 words, 20 seconds on the clock. Are you ready?
Yep.
All right, here we go.
One.
Two.
Two.
Four.
Three.
Nine.
Four.
16.
Five.
25.
Six.
36.
Seven.
49.
Eight.
81.
Nine.
64.
Jesse.
Jules.
Oh, just scraped in.
Yeah.
Mate, very nicely
congratulations.
Done.
Congratulations.
I love that you had a different, like you went with random numbers. Yeah. And then I was like, how's he going to keep track? But you did. Yeah, yeah. And you didn't double up.
Thank you.
Once I got to about, I think he realized when I said two, he's like, oh, shit. Yeah, I'm going to have to start.
See where this is going. Yeah. Good on you, mate. $50, all yours.
Thank you very much.
As simple as that, especially when Jules makes a nice and easy lover.
I told her, I got your back on this one.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on to what is trending. If you own a cat or a dog and they do a little bit of shedding,
I thought you were going to say something else.
What? A bit of shedding?
Shedding.
I have got the product for you.
Now, hits.com.au.
Now, Julesy, we both like a little bit of KFC, a bit of Kentucky Fried every now and again.
A little bit is a little bit of an understatement, Jesse.
But passion, I mean, as much passion as we have, I don't think it's like this bloke, right? This guy in Alice Springs wants his KFC restaurant that he owns to be Michelin starred.
Okay, firstly, you've got to be pretty passionate if you've bought your own KFC store. Yeah. Secondly, Michelin star, what's that?
So Michelin star is like one of the awards or status they give to a restaurant when it's like the best of the best, the elite, like.
My idiot went to like tyres. I was thinking Michelin man.
Yeah, I know.
What an idiot. What size got anything to do with KFC chicken?
If you're a Michelin star chef, you're only the only like a few in the world, like a handful, like an elite crew.
Oh,
so it's like that kind
of level.
Gordon
Ramsay's.
Yeah. I don't even know if he is.
Oh.
Like I think it's, you know, really swanky stuff.
Right.
But Sam Edelman, who owns the KFC in Alice Springs, reckons he can get his KFC restaurant a Michelin star because one of the criteria for a Michelin star is it worth a detour or special journey? Like, is the restaurant alone a destination kind of thing?
Oh, and I 100% agree with that.
Because he says he's the only KFC within 1,200 kilometres, technically, people are making that journey all the time. He's even started a Facebook group that's gone viral to the US and the UK. You can find it. It's called Kentucky Fried Chicken Deserves a Michelin Star. And it's all about his restaurant. Apparently, he started in KFC as like a fryer or like a chip boy or whatever.
Yep.
And now he's bought his own franchise. He's been doing it for ages.
That's insane. That's awesome. Oh, good on it. I want to follow his journey and see if he actually gets it.
I can't imagine them giving one to him. But
if he gets it, I'm making the bloody trip to Alice Springs.
I reckon. Yes. Absolutely.
I'm not riding a bike there, but
Only Michelin star KFC in the world.
Yeah, I'd definitely organise somehow to get there. Preferably
flights, hopefully.
Yeah, but, you know, money. Okay, moving on. Hit.com.au. If you own a cat or a dog and you're sick of them shedding all over your house?
Mm.
There are, okay, oh, let me describe them for you. Do you remember, I don't know why this trended, but back in the day you could buy tattoo sleeves and they were like material that you'd put on
almost
your arm.
Almost like a stocking.
A stocking with a tattoo design on it and it looked, and from afar it looked like you had like a full sleeve tattoo. Mm. And got up close and it was like, what the hell are you wearing? Yeah. So someone has designed those for cats and dogs.
Tattoos.
Sleeves, like actual, like little jumpsuits.
Right.
That look like those tattoo sleeves. They're tattoo sleeve jackets, essentially.
If you've got a fluffy dog and you put that on there, it would look ridiculous.
Well, I don't have a fluffy dog, but I may have purchased.
So what's the purpose? Oh, you purchased one? Why?
I just wanted to see how cute it looks. And I mean, we get to change our outfits. Why can't our dogs change their outfits, you know?
Because they don't have opposable thumbs or money to buy clothes.
No, but they've got owners that do have that, and why not?
What is the purpose of the sleeve?
Yeah, it's to stop them from, like, shedding. And, well, mainly, originally created to keep, like, you know those Sphinx cats?
Yeah.
The hairless ones?
Yeah.
They were designed for them to keep them a little bit warm and to give them a little bit of, you know, edge about them with the tattoo design.
Give them a bit of edge?
Yeah. I mean, they look pretty badass anyway.
You better not mess with him. He's not a pussy.
He's got a tat. Anyway, hit.com.au is where you need to go if you want to purchase your dog or cat one of those.
This is The Catch-Up with Jesse and Jules.
Okay, so I want to just quickly talk about this Anita Cobby case that happened back in the mid-80s. Mm. Did you hear about this?
Bits and pieces, but I find this kind of stuff really hard to... It's very confronting.
Yeah,
So you probably should say on the front of this is a little bit of a warning. Because this particular case as well was extremely confronting.
Oh, it was bloody horrific. I remember actually hearing about this case. Obviously, I wasn't even born yet, but I had, because I don't know if you know this, but I did half a criminology degree. Do you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, I did. Anyway, that's another story.
Okay.
But the reason why this case is actually coming up in the news again is because one of the murderers of Anita Cobby, got bashed in jail.
Right.
And so he's been hospitalised, and it's making headlines this morning because Anita Cobby's husband has come out and said that he wants to send those inmates that bashed this guy up a bottle of champagne.
Oh.
Now, when you know the story about what happened to Anita, it is just absolutely horrific, and you'd be on the husband's side.
Absolutely.
Of this. You know, it's just... Yeah.
Unimaginable.
Yeah.
It is just
It's
so
one
bad.
Of those things where it's like, that is possibly the worst thing that could ever happen to a person. Mm. Anyway, I won't go into too much detail because it is 8 o'clock and I know there's kids in the car.
Yeah.
You know, read up on that on your own time. However, yesterday on the show, I was talking about how my dad was killed 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And how we went to trial and things like that.
Yeah.
But after my dad passed away, there's a company called Victims of Homicide that was actually created by Anita Cobby's parents.
Right, because you've spoken to me about Victims of Homicide a couple of times.
So Victims of Homicide have been supporting me through, you know, the first 2 years of after my dad had passed away.
Yeah.
And so a lot of counselling and things over the phone and talking about feelings and how you should feel. And because mm-hmm. weirdly enough, you don't know how you should feel.
Yeah.
And you don't know if it's normal or not. But, my counsellor that I'd... first spoke with told me that Anita Cobby's parents were the ones who created this Victims of Homicide support group, and anyone that in Australia that are Victims of Homicide, they get in touch with this company and
yeah.
they support you.
When you've mentioned this, I've been like just so happy that we have this for you, because in your time of like your most dire need, that someone is there to...
They rang me probably 10 times in the first week and I wouldn't answer my phone. I just wasn't... I wasn't answering my phone. And when I finally did answer, it changed things for me.
Mm.
It made me really understand what was going on. And understanding myself and what I was dealing with and what I was feeling, because I was just trying to push everything away. So, I mean... Yeah, and also, too, information that... I mean, this is secondhand information, so I'm not really too sure how true this is, but the funding for Victims of Homicide A lot of that comes from, you know, when you hear like drug busts and things like that. And they find like big stacks of money.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's how it's funded as well too. So that money goes towards things like this, victims of homicide. And that's how they pay, you know, for like funerals, cause they pay for my dad's funeral, that kind of stuff. So yeah, just a little bit of info, inside information, because these are only things that I discovered, you know, after my dad passed away.
And it's such an awesome program. So yeah, it's just, I was always just so happy to hear that, like, there was someone there for you.
Yeah, and all the counsellors on there as well too, all have been, majority of them have been victims of homicide as well.
Mm.
So they really, you know, understand, you know, what you're going through. So look, if you want any more information, victimsofhomicide.org, I believe it is, to find out any more information, or even if you want to, you know, donate and support it as well too.
You guys ready?
You versus us. Book your ultimate winter staycation with Pan Pacific Perth.
All you got to do is choose who you'd like to go head-to-head on five quiz questions with.
Yeah, and we've got Michelle from Bunners willing to play this morning. Who would you like to go with?
Jules.
Oh, I'm going to take on the champ, Michelle.
Oh, no, I'm just passing over the envelope because I was like, really?
Did you hear yesterday's one, Michelle?
No, we didn't.
Oh,
because Jules absolutely blitzed it.
I'm literally just putting on some lip gloss at the moment.
All right.
My lips.
So, Michelle.
Ready for this?
You got to get off to an early one here, okay? Because I know Jules starts pretty hot here, all right?
Okay.
Okay, buzz in with your name. If either of you get it wrong, the other person gets a free shot at it. Question number one. What country has been selected to host the 2026 Winter Olympics?
Jules.
Who is it, Jules?
It's your What's Trending story. Italy.
Yeah, sorry, Michelle. This is later. It is coming up next in the show.
And so I told Jules about it
early this morning. Okay, question number two. Which one of these is closer to the Earth? A, the moon, or B, Mars?
Oh,
Michelle.
Moon.
Spot on. Ties it up. Nicely done, Michelle.
I'm so glad you said that. I would have said Mars.
Mars bars. Question number three. What Marvel movie is being re-released in cinemas with bonus footage?
Oh, I don't know.
Any ideas, Michelle?
Whoa.
Marvel. What's going on at the moment? Marvel.
Girl Avengers?
Can you tell me which one of the Avengers? It's the last one. Do you know what the last one was called?
No.
Did someone in the background just say it? Because I'll accept that.
The end game.
There you go. Who's that in the background?
My kids.
Yeah, good on your kids.
Well, they just scored you a point.
Okay, so, Michelle, you're up 2-1. Well, you and the kids are up 2-1.
Yeah.
So, question number four. Which West Coast Eagles player has been suspended and
Jules.
Won't...
Ooh. I met him. I met him last a couple of weeks ago before we went on holidays. I hope no one's been suspended in the meantime. Gov.
Full name, please.
No, I don't know it. It's something McGovern.
I'll take that. Jeremy McGovern.
Jezza, that's right.
Jezza. Fist bumps. All right, Michelle. It's 2-2 tie. This is for the win. Question number five.
Hold on, I've got to stand up for this.
All right. What food festival took place in Manjimup over the weekend?
Help.
Go on, Michelle. Here we go.
Let's go truffle kerfuffle.
That is the one. Michelle takes it out. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I was watching about those truffle dogs as well too. I mean, why wouldn't I have known that? Damn it.
Michelle, congratulations. You have picked up $150 to spend at Pan Pacific Perth. You can escape winter with a luxury staycation at Pan Pacific Perth.
Thank you very much.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up with Jesse and Jules.
So yesterday on the show, for those that missed it, I was talking about my dad passing away 3 years ago and the things that I've had to deal with in the past 3 years and things I'm currently dealing with now. Mm. Now, yesterday, obviously, we've always, like, you know, the time always runs out so quickly with us. Yeah. For those that don't know, like, we literally have to try and keep things under 3 minutes. Mm. I think my talk topic, the talk went for like 5 minutes each yesterday. Yeah. And everyone's like, cut it out, you know. Anyway, so what we did yesterday after the show was actually left the studio and then went into one of the recording studios and continued the conversation.
Mm.
On there about everything. It went into, you know, a lot more detail, especially like what it was like to find out, you know, to find out that, you know, someone, that my dad had passed away, and, and how, and just that, the feelings that are involved and what happened in the months following that as well too. So we actually got quite in depth. It goes for a little bit, like an hour, almost an hour. But, you know, if you're interested in, you know, hearing that, go to hit.com.au. It's up there, or it's up on our Facebook. But just quickly, the reason why I actually do want to talk about this again, because I just want to say thank you to each and every one of you that reached out to me yesterday and offered, you know, your love and support. Obviously, being here, living in WA, I'm on the other side of Australia from my friends and family who are all on the East Coast. And, you know, after the trial and such, getting such a bad result from the trial, they were very concerned about me having to then fly back over to WA and not be with them all. So, having you all as, you know, I see now as my friends and family, and the way you guys just love and support me, it just makes my days so much easier and like, and less lonely, just knowing that I've got you guys as well. And if I ever need to speak to anyone, that you guys are here for me. So many people reached out and offered me their numbers and, you know, to meet up for coffee, to go out and just, you know, just to have a little bit of a chat. And I just, it's so overwhelming and so heartwarming. Yesterday was just like one of those days. It was just, I just want to say thank you.
Yeah.
From the bottom of my heart, from not only from me, but my family as well too. They all, you know, had listened to it as well and get comfort knowing that I have people here that love and that love and support me. I mean, they don't listen all the time, unfortunately, but when I do things like this, they definitely do listen. And, you know, even like yesterday, my dad's lead detective, who obviously, you know, doesn't have to have anything to do with me or my family anymore because now the trial is done.
Mm-hmm.
reached out to me last night and wants to follow on with everything I'm dealing with as far as panic attacks that I've been suffering and that kind of stuff. Like, it's just beautiful. Like,
And can I say, not only has it been incredible for you to share your story, but another powerful thing that you've done for everyone is telling a story that's hard to tell, but you need to share and ask for support and be vulnerable and stuff makes other people go, yeah, it's actually okay for me to sometimes not be doing 100%, you know?
Oh, absolutely, And, I mean, we talk about in our chat, in the podcast, you know, talking about flicking that switch.
Yeah.
That thing you have to do when you've got things happening, you know, in your life, but the world still revolves and life still goes on and you still have to face people and still have to get the job done. You do have to flick a switch. And I think that actually resonated with a lot of people yesterday. So if you're someone who does that, you know, jump on and have a listen to that as well, because I talk a lot about that, especially having to come on air every morning and
talk about stuff that you don't want to talk about.
Yeah, and talk about pop culture.
When your world's crumbling down around you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, if you're interested, you know, have a little listen. I'm sorry for making everyone cry yesterday too, obviously, on Facebook. Everyone's like, I was bawling. Thank you. I was driving. I couldn't see you and I was driving. I'm like, oh, gosh. I'm sorry. So sorry about that. But, yes, thank you. That's all I wanted to say. Thank you for the continuous love and support. And also to 13, 12, 16, anyone that ever needs to talk, you know, Jesse and I, we're always here up for a chat as well too. So we're here for you guys just as much as you are for us.
Yeah, if you do want to check out that chat, hit.com.au or just search Jesse and Jules into your podcast.
Oh, yes. Now it gets really interesting. Oh, wait. What a play. Oh, wow. Yes.
Jesse and Jules MVP. Thanks to Optus at Harvey Norman, your mobile phone destination.
Okay, so when we spoke to Harris earlier, he was on his way to Perth to attend a meeting. He didn't tell us what the meeting was for.
He said he definitely wasn't getting fired.
Wasn't getting fired, wasn't getting a pay rise. wasn't getting a promotion either.
Hi, I'm currently either out of service at the moment or on another call.
Or in a meeting.
So please give us a call later, that'd be great.
Let's give us some good news. Hey, Harris. Jesse and Jules from Hit FM. We know you're in a meeting. That's why you haven't answered your call. But we wanted to interrupt it. I hope it was vibrating in your pocket.
And you were like, oh, silence this while I'm in this meeting. Look, mate, we just wanted to say thanks for getting involved with the show earlier on this morning. 13, 12, 16, you got on to Get Fact and you picked up yourself a $100 voucher to go and see the guys at Harvey Norman's. Thanks to Optus at Harvey Norman, your mobile phone destination. $100 to spend with those guys. Thanks for your efforts this morning, mate. You're our MVP.
No, that wasn't the real beep. I'm not sure if you could tell or not.
I feel like
love you, mate. I hope it converts to text. That would be even better.
This is the longest voicemail. Actually, voicemails can go for like 4 minutes.
Oh, really?
Five minutes. Yeah, it's the longest one I ever got.
Let's drain this battery, hey? Anyway, you can be a part of the show. We are still on the recording at the moment.
Oh, we're not going to hang up on
him? Yeah. No, keep it going.
All right.
I'm just waiting for it to go pee.
All right. Well, let's wrap up the show on the voicemail for him then. If you do want to get involved, 13, 12, 16 or on socials at any point during the show, you'll go in the running for that $100 MVP prize. All thanks to the Optus at Harvey Norman. Also, you can switch to Optus and get up to $200 prepaid FPOS card on eligible plans.
Oh, Harris, we are so sorry, mate. All right, should we hang up now?
Let's just say goodbye to everyone first.
Tomorrow, I want to know, how quickly did you cut off your plaster? You know when you've broken a bone and you cut them off and you, like, I know some guys and you had to get the job done and they've cut their, you know, plaster off and ended up with a wonky arm, you know, weird things like that. We're going to be doing that tomorrow. Harris, if you've got a story, mate, call us again on 13, 12, 16.
Oh, boy. Okay. That's it for us today. Have a fantastic Wednesday. Bye, guys. Love you.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that was Hit Breakfast with Jesse and Jules.
Want more Jesse and Jules?
Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.